8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat, tell us 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, this your boy Rick Rock. Man, we just concluded week 3 of the NFL season. And congrats to those people that won your fantasy leagues and those who had a heartbreak, losing by a few points. Overall, good week. We have some news today regarding two teams that were involved in a COVID-19 scenario that just happened. And also the 49ers winning big. And we all knew the Niners were going to take care of business with future franchise quarterback Nick Big Dick Mullins. What? What? With that, let me introduce you to my co-host.
What's going on, Bay Area? Come get the refill. It's Dr. Mario.
What's going on, Bay Area? It's the back-to-back-to-back three-peat champion, Mr. Undefeated in iSub League and Inhumans League, the real Jorge. Holla at your boy.
Bum, 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 bum. Hey, what up, you guys? It's your boy, JJ, the professor.
Bum, 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 bum. What the fuck was that? So now, let's talk about some 49ers football. Right now, the 49ers, yes, they had a tough week 2. They lost a lot of players, but we're back. Dr. Mario, let us know.
Thanks for that, Uncle Rick. I'll be happy to kick things off here. As you all may know, the 49ers stayed in New York for their business trip, and to no one's surprise, swept both New York teams. They faced off against the New York Giants this past Sunday. The Niners demolished the Giants with a cool 36-9 score. The bulk of the points coming thanks to, in a surprise, the kicker, Robbie Gould, who finished with 3 out of 4 for field goals, completing 75%. He went for a long 52 yards, and I believe he finished with a cool 12 points in fantasy football leagues. If you own him, you had a great day with Robbie Gould. Nick Mullins also led the charge with 36 attempts for 25 completions. That's just under 70% completion. 343 yards, 1 touchdown. Assisting him on the road to victory also was Jerick McKinnon, who finished with 8 touchdowns, 38 yards, 14 carries. Rookie wide receiver Brandon Ayuk scored his first rushing touchdown, 31 yards, 3 carries. Jeffrey Wilson also scored a rushing touchdown, 12 carries for 15 yards. I believe it was a very good game. Nick Mullins impressed me with his in the pocket. He seemed always cool, always in control, never rushed, never worried. Took the hits like a man. His throws were also, none of them in my eyes were questionable. They were all on the money. A few key drops from players, but Nick Mullins, I know it's against the Giants, but let's not retract, guys. It is an NFL team. To play in the NFL, there's a certain level of caliber you have to obtain. Nonetheless, he still defeated a pro NFL team with backups and not the all-star defense we had last year. I think we should praise Nick Mullins. I'm not saying sit Jimmy G, but let's just say with Kittle back and Deebo Samuel potentially being back, I'm excited to see what next Sunday holds against the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you gentlemen think?
The Niners looked as best as they could last Sunday, and it's all thanks to the coaching staff. It all starts up top, and the game translates on the field. Nick Mullins looked like a pro's pro. Also, the running game was there as Kyle Shanahan loves to execute the running game, and I'm already looking forward to the Philadelphia Eagles because the Eagles have a dilemma with Carson Wentz. Horrific play. Jalen Hurts, he looked good in just one play, and there's already a hype for Philadelphia to start him.
You guys have a point on that. It starts up with the top, you know, to the bottom, the coaching staff. I want to give this game to the coaching staff. I'm not taking anything away from Nick Mullins and the team, but I really got to say, I feel like Kyle Shanahan did a lot of new plays that I haven't seen. I'm not going to get on that Nick Mullins bandwagon quite yet. I mean, he is solid. He's a good quarterback. He's a decent quarterback. I just don't see him winning that game again. New Orleans last year. I don't see him doing those throws. I still need to see more. I want to see him go against Philly. Looking like Jimmy might not even be in for another 2 more weeks. So I have faith in Kyle Shanahan and the team, even the backups. Everyone did a solid job on Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes. The Niners got back into the winning column. And that was actually something that, let's be honest, JJ, you're completely right. We faced the goddamn sorry-ass New York Giants. Shout out to my New York Giants fans out there, though.
Yeah, don't forget, they are rated at 30. Well, the New York Jets, 32, and the New York Giants, 31. Hey, so, come on.
They have something in common. Wow, they share the same field? Almost the same kind of defenses. Wow, sad.
Bottom line is that the San Francisco 49ers went to the Big Apple and took a big bite from it.
This is how I feel about the Niners winning. You know what I mean? This is this. If you don't know this, that's on you, though. But this is how it felt. Hey.
Shout out
to
E40.
Ooh. Hey.
Uncle 40, 40 Belafonte.
40 water.
What did you guys think about Jason Verrett's debut finally after 2 years?
He looked great. He looked amazing. That's actually something that I really want to talk about. I'm glad, man. I mean, dude, been through a lot. He's from the Bay Area, and I'm glad he's actually doing it here at home, you know, with the 49ers. Imagine if he somehow is going to be able to take over Richard Sherman when he moves to safety or when he decides to leave. I just think that the Niners got lucky, and they better sign that, man. I have a question for you guys. I actually think Nick Mullins is a lot better than Jimmy G. I mean, that does not add up to me, but Nick Mullins is not your flashy horse that you put out in a race that is expected to win every race. But Nick Mullins got something. He reminds me of a second better version of his boy, Kirk Cousins. What do you think, Mario?
Nick Mullins certainly has impressed me these past two games. Even though they've been against lower tier level teams, they're still NFL teams. And like I told you guys this past Sunday, if it were the other way around, if Nick Mullins would have underperformed against these teams, we would be crucifying him, you know, saying, get him out. Why is he the backup four? He's garbage, this and that. But nonetheless, Nick Mullins has stepped up these past two games. And this one, I also want to add, he had no problem spreading the love. He completed passes to Brandon Ayuk, Kendrick Bourne, Jeff Wilson, Ross Dwelly, Jerick McKinnon, Jordan Reed, Trent Taylor, Mohamed Sanu, Jamichael Hasty, and Kyle Juszczyk. When's the last time Jimmy disparaged the ball to 10 different receivers, guys?
And that's the kind of offense that Kyle Shanahan is known for. And that's the year also where Matt Ryan won the MVP, where Matt Ryan was distributing the ball to everybody, even you and me in the stands. Now, I have a fun fact stat about Nick Mullins. The most passing yards for a QB in his first 9 NFL starts since 1950. At number one, Patrick Mahomes with 2,800 yards. At number two, Andrew Luck with 2,600 yards. At number three, Nick Big Digga Digga Mullins with 2,600 yards too. I just think Nick Mullins deserves a chance to start, whether he's going to be here or somewhere else. Now, let's go and give our predictions for our primetime game that we have against the Philadelphia Eagles. The real Jorge, what's your prediction for this game?
This Sunday, I believe the 49ers will keep their winning streak going and move on to win this game. Nick Mullins is going to easily score 3 touchdowns through the air and rack up over 300 yards because Philadelphia Eagles front 7 is strong at the run, and Kyle Shanahan is going to figure out a way to beat the Eagles through the air and make Darius Slay have a long day. Final score, I predict Niners 30 and Eagles 14.
JJ, what's your prediction for the Niner game?
I predict Kyle Shanahan will work his magic, you know, going to find a way how to dissect that defense because, yeah, like Jorge said, they do have a very good solid defense against the run. We're getting Kittle back, maybe Debo. So Nick Mullins is going to have more weapons to work with. I hope it's an entertaining game, but I'm expecting a blowout here, man. I expect it to be 10 to 28. Niners winning, of course.
Guys, I am super excited for Sunday's game. I expect it to be a closer game than what you guys initially predicted. More than the game itself, I'm excited to see. This will be the game where we finally get our answer on Nick Mullins, if he's the real deal or not, in my opinion. He faces up a banked-up Philadelphia Eagles defense that's been struggling as well. But more than that, we get to see Nick Mullins under the bright lights. Now, we have seen him under the bright lights before, but it's a new season. He can't go off of last season. Not to mention, you're adding back George Kittle, which with the play action, he should open up the passing game, and the play action itself should open up the running game for McKinnon and them boys with Jeff Wilson. I predict a close game. Carson Wentz will not back down from a fight. 35-28. Of course, it's San Francisco 49ers. And Nick Mullins throwing for 4 touchdowns.
Wow. I'm with you on that. Actually, you're right. This is going to be the game for Nick Mullins to come out and show the world again, because he's already done it against the Raiders. My score for the game is going to be 24-13. Niners. It's going to be a lot closer than people think. The reason why is because that D-line is still pretty strong for the Philadelphia Eagles, like JJ stated. We're going to have to just exploit them through the air. And Nick Mullins is going to shine once again. Let's go!
This is Eyes Up! Fantasy.
So, as you all know, there was some major breaking news today. COVID-19 in the NFL has officially hit. The real Jorge.
Yeah, so pretty much the NFL postpones its first game due to COVID-19 pandemic following the Tennessee Titans outbreak this last Sunday. After the league's first coronavirus outbreak, the NFL is postponing Sunday's game between the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty much this last Sunday, there was a couple coaching staff members for the Tennessee Titans, as well as a couple Tennessee Titans players that have been traced to have tested positive for COVID-19. The unfortunate news was that these coaches and players were in the facility during Sunday, which the NFL is unaware if the virus could have been spread to other people. However, JJ has some breaking news that has to do with the Minnesota Vikings.
Thank you for that, Jorge. So, yes, the Minnesota Vikings have not reported to the practice field, to their facility, due to this COVID outbreak from the game between them and the Tennessee Titans. But after they have taken their tests and the results have come back negative, tomorrow will be their first day back into their facility so they can get some practice going. But they will still be taking daily tests because, as you know, sometimes the virus that leads to COVID can sometimes be dormant for a few days, and then you'll have the symptoms between 3 to 4 days. That's why they're also postponing it, to give enough players time to see if they come up with symptoms. I hope everyone a speedy recovery. From what I heard from the coach from the Tennessee Titans, he says that a few players have the symptoms, but they seem like they will be recovering. This sucks. Hopefully we can stop this before it spreads even worse. Hopefully everyone recovers.
So I got some good news for the Chicago Bear fans and some bad news. The good news is that Nick Foles has been named starter for the Chicago Bears this weekend, as of many Chicago Bears fans were rooting for some type of strong presence at QB. And now that Nick Foles is taking over, hey, I believe Bear fans are happier than ever to hear that Mitch Trubisky has been benched. The bad news, however, is Tariq Cohen has a torn ACL and is now out for the entire NFL season in 2020. And now, with some more injury news, Professor JJ, take us to school.
All right, you guys. Today, Kyle Shanahan has given us an update on all the 49er injured players and who has participated in practice and who did not. I'll give you the list of people who participated in practice first that were injured. Kittle, good to go. He is a shoe-in for this Sunday's game. McKinnon, he has rib injury, but he is good to go. And cornerback Witherspoon has a hamstring. He did have a limited practice, but he is expected to play on Sunday. Now, we have a lot of players that still did not practice this week. Jimmy Garoppolo, Raheem Mostert, Dee Ford, Greenlaw, Mosley, Reed, and Williams. Garoppolo is expected to miss at least another 2 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Dee Ford, who Kyle Shanahan said who should be going to the injury reserve this week. When you go into the injury reserve, that at least takes you out for 3 weeks. So if he goes this week, that means we won't see Dee Ford till at least maybe week 7, week 8. And after that, Raheem Mostert and Jordan Reed and Greenlaw, they are taking it day by day. So we'll see if we get them back on the field this week, you know, but Deebo might not play this Sunday actually either, because even though he is healthy, he is not in the right shape right now. So they're going to work him out, and we'll just wait and see if he can play this Sunday. That's all the news I have on the 49ers injuries. How about you, doctor?
It's less than a minute.
You've done better with less than a minute.
I actually got that. Hey, Jorge, you better
That's what
that
she
out.
Said.
And among other injury news, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll said Monday that running back Chris Carson had a first-degree knee strain, and he took issue with the play that caused the injury. Carson was hurt Sunday in the fourth quarter of the Seahawks' 38-31 victory over the Dallas Cowgirls when defensive tackle Tristan Hill executed what's known as a gator roll tackle. He brought down Carson from behind, and with both players on the ground, he continued to hold on to the running back's left leg while rolling him over. Hill, however, was not penalized on the play. Yeah, I was really pissed about that one, Pete Carroll told 710 ESPN Seattle. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I was pissed because that guy hurt him, unfortunately. Things get better as Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy defended Hill on Monday. He was quoted as saying, "By no means do we want to see a player hurt, but trust me, there was zero intent involved there," Mike McCarthy said. A source told ESPN's Adam Schefter that Carson has what's considered a 1 to 2 week injury, but the team wants to see how he feels, recovers this week. He will probably miss 1 to 2 games. One for sure. Two is up in the air. Amongst other injury news, also, Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin is going to miss at least one game after suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday. Godwin's MRI revealed that a mild pull that will keep him out of Sundays against the Chargers, he and Rappaport of NFL Network reports. After that, the Buccaneers play the Bears on Thursday night, and the quick turnaround may force Godwin to miss another game. Godwin has a team-high 11 catches this season, and the Bucs offense will miss him. On a side note, a quick little pick-me-up from the doctor. Scotty Miller, who has been much more involved in this offense this year than when he was a rookie last year, may be the best receiver who most benefits from Godwin's absence. Those short little white boys are Tom Brady's favorite go-to targets, those little bread and butters like Julian Edelman. And this kid has a fresh legs, might be a deep waiver wire pickup, just some free game out there.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
So now we're going to give you guys more free game. This is our free game segment. Your must start players for week 4. With that, please give people some free game.
My must start this week is none other than Justin Jefferson. He had an amazing game against the Tennessee Titans. He had 9 targets for 7 receptions for 175 yards and a touchdown in week 3 for a total of 30.50 fantasy points. But anyway, now he's facing the Houston Texans, who can't seem to catch a break against any team. That defense is deplorable. Deshaun Watson, I'm not sure if it's really the nuke that had left, and he just can't get a rhythm going. He has no weapons out there. His line's not protecting him. I expect Justin Jefferson to take that number 2 role, become the new Stephon Diggs for the Minnesota Vikings, and score at least 1 touchdown for at least 90 yards. Start Jefferson. I know I will.
Yeah, that's the same thing you said about Minshew. I don't know if I should really trust you with
that. And I started him. And yes, he had a bad game. Who would have thought Miami? Who would have thought Miami would have done that, bro? No one thought that.
Ouch, that hurt me, Uncle Rick. I was on the receiving end of that.
Hey, shout out to Ever on the ISOB League. Shout out to Ever for starting Minshew.
My must start of the week happens to be none other than tight end George Kittle from the San Francisco 49ers. Kittle hasn't caught a single touchdown all season, and if he manages to come back Sunday night, what better way to announce his return than under the bright lights Sunday? I would definitely start him if he gets cleared. However, if he does not get cleared, my other must start will be Aaron Jones, running back for the Green Bay Packers, plays off against a weak run-stop defense of the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow, good pick, guys. Man, I don't know how I'm going to tell all you guys' picks. But I'm actually going to go with Devonta Parker, wide receiver, for your Miami Dolphins. Now, yes, I'm throwing off people by picking Devonta Parker, but he is facing the worst passing defense in the league, the Seattle Seahawks, at home. And we know how Devonta Parker can take over a game. He has not been healthy the first few games, but he's 100% healthy now. And I'm going to expect some big numbers from Devonta Parker from here on out. 8 receptions, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns against that weak Seattle Seahawks defense, who will be a shootout. That's going to be a shootout game between the Miami Dolphins and the Seattle Seahawks. And that's all I got to say about that. So now we're going to give you our must-sits for week 4. Now, my number 1 is A.J. Green. One of the biggest disappointments this season. A.J. Green, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. The number 1 wide receiver for the Bengals has not been anywhere to be found. And I know this because I have him in multiple leagues, and it's been so frustrating. But you know what? I have no choice but to start him. He's definitely must sit. He's going against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the Jaguars, believe it or not, I actually have a decent passing defense. So please sit A.J. Green down. The real Jorge, who's your must sit for week 4?
My must sit for week 4 is L.A. Chargers running back Joshua Kelly. He started off strong his first 2 weeks, scoring double-digit points. However, week 3, he was stomped by the Carolina Panthers defense, only getting 10 touches and a total of 51 yards from scrimmage and a fumble loss. Week four, he faces the Tampa Bay Bucks, who have a strong defense, and it's allowing a league's low yards per carry, ranking at number two. Also, Austin Eckler, as of late, has risen to superstardom and has been carrying the LA Chargers backfield all by himself. And with that said, I need my final prescription to put me to sleep. Who do you got, Dr. Mario?
My must-hit of the week is, surprisingly, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. The reason why is because he's going against a tough Chargers defense. Their secondary is very deep. Their pass rush is pretty great, in my opinion. And I think Tom Brady will definitely struggle and get sacked a few times against this juggernaut of a defense, in my opinion. If you own Tom Brady, I would definitely sit him this week. With that being said, I'd like to get Professor JJ's take on it.
All right, you guys. For me, it's not just a player. It's not just one player. It's the whole team. I would not start anyone from the New York Giants.
Evan Ingram. God, please, no!
Not Freeman. Deion Lewis. No wide receivers either, man. They have no team, and they're going against the LA Rams. Come on, that secondary. Donald's going to rip right through that offensive line. I would stay the hell away any New York Giants players this week, or maybe even this season.
I would like to thank, once again, our listeners, people out there. They're supporting us. It means a lot to us. Shout out to Adam. Hey, you're welcome for the free game. You text me. I told you to start Coop. Yes, you better go ahead and give Ice Up a shout out, because, you know, finally we're able to get you your first win of the year.
We're going to start charging, too.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gorilla Man? Monkey Man? What's he called?
He calls it as he looks. Gorilla Man.
Wow. So, yeah, shout out to Adams, man, and Didi's League, everybody that's in that league right now. So, yes, we'll be putting out some more content. Like we said, feel free to hit us up on our Facebook, on our Instagram, on our Twitter, ISL Fantasy Podcast. Any questions, anything you guys need, we're here. We'll give you the answers. We'll put you game, freegame.com. Let's go. For myself and my co-host, thank you and good night.
Sippin' on Ciroc till it's 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat till it's 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.